The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Tes. We learned in the Mishnah that the shiur achila of Yom Kippur, the amount that one has to eat in order to be chayiv karas for eating on Yom Kippur, is the size of a keseves, the size of a fig. On today's daf, the Gemara discusses how big is the keseves relevant to the kibeya. One mandiyamer holds that the keseves is larger than the kibeya. The second mandiyamer, Rav Zvid, holds that the keseves is smaller than the kibeya. Lahalacha, we hold that a keseves is smaller than a kibeya. And the Ran points out that since there's a machlekes, whether a keseves is larger than a kibeya or smaller than a kibeya, even though we paskin that it's smaller than a kibeya, we are to assume that it's only a small drop smaller than a kibeya, in order that the machlekes should not be such a far-flung machlekes. We want to mekarev of the two sheets as much as possible, so therefore it has to be close to a kibeya, smaller than a kibeya. That is the shear of a keseves. What I wanted to discuss today is the practical halachas of feeding a chaylish yesh bei sakana on Yom Kippur, the practical shiurim, and the correct amount of time to wait between the various bits of food or liquids that we give to the chayla. But a few words of introduction. The Gemara says later on that whenever we have to be deiche and iser, we have a klal of hakal hakal kaidim, that whatever is a smaller iser, that we would rather give the person who has to be deiche and iser machas pikuach nefesh to be over a smaller iser than to go ahead and to be over a larger iser. It would follow from there that if a chayla can be sufficiently nourished by feeding him pachos mikashir, or what we call a chatzi shir, that would be preferable to feeding him an entire shir. Even though we pass on like Rabbi Yechon, that Rabbi Yechon says chatzi shir osur min atayra, the even eating less than the shir of a keseves, drinking less than the shir of maloy lugmav, is osur midaraisa. However, there is no chiyuv karas. It's not clearly in the pasuk, unless one eats a shir shalem, a complete shir. So therefore, the rule of hakal hakal kaidim, that we'd rather be over a small iser rather than a large iser, is mechayev us to go ahead and to give a chayla chatzim shir when that is sufficient for this particular chayla. The Gemara in Krisus says this also, that when we were Michael and Ubra, we have a pregnant woman who has smelled some food and she's swooning for this food, and therefore there's some a sakana to her and to the baby. So the Gemara says that we give her chatzi shir even many times. Again, that's this halacha, that we'd rather do an iser kal of chatzi shir rather than give a shir shalim. The Brisker Rav, in his Chedushim al HaRambam, brings from his father that the whole halacha of feeding a chayla chatzi shir is talking about a person who is not yet a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. If you think about it, there are two reasons why we would give a person to eat on Yom Kippur. One reason is that the person is already a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. The other reason is that right now the person is not a chayla sheyesh bei sakana, but the person might come lidei chayla sheyesh bei sakana, and therefore we are feeding them foods as a preventative measure. There's a Gemara later on. The Gemara says that there's a certain infection in the mouth which, if not taken care of properly, could go ahead and to come to a situation of koach nefesh. We treat the mouth ailment on Shabbos, even by being mechal Shabbos, because if we don't stop it now, it could come to be koach nefesh. And Rav Meisher in Tshuva says that the same is true for Yom Kippur, that even if the person is not yet even up to the pekuach nefesh, there's a step before, but if the natural course of events is that this matzav, if we don't take care of it now, will develop into another situation, and that situation could bring to pekuach nefesh. We see from the story that Rabbi Yechanan was mechal Shabbos for this tzapidda, for this mouth ailment, that one is mechal Yom Kippur now, and we give the chayla to eat now, that it should not develop into a worse situation. Zokr b'chayim, that the halacha of chatzi shir is only said when we're feeding the person who is not yet a chayla sheik for sakana. It's like the case of the ubra, which the Gemara brings in Krisos, where the woman is not yet a chayla sheik for sakana, but it could develop into a chayla sheik for sakana. That is where we are meichel chatzi shir. However, once the person is already a chayla sheik for sakana, and therefore, Yom Kippur is nidche befanav. So Reb Chaim holds that person, we give him kashir, we give him regular, we want him to eat full nourishing meals at regular times, because Yom Kippur is totally pushed away in front of him. That is the shita of Reb Chaim. And the Brisker Rav was Mayruba. The Brisker Rav would tell people halacha, this psak of Reb Chaim, that if a person was a chayla sheyesh by sakana, they would push away Yom Kippur totally, and they would not be meichel pachas mikasher. La halacha, we don't fear zach like that. La halacha, even a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, we try to give him chatzi shir or pachas mikasher, if pachas mikasher will be sufficient to take care of that particular ailment or that particular shvachait. We prefer pachas mikasher, whatever applicable, even for someone who's a full-fledged chayla. And when pachas mikasher is not sufficient, so then we will move on to a shir. Now it should be mentioned that chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah. And since chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah, one may only feed a chayla chatzi shir in a situation of pekuach nefesh, or it could lead to pekuach nefesh. If a person is a chayla she'ein by sakana, and there's no reason to believe that what he has will develop into a chayla she'esh bei sakana. Today is a chayla she'ein bei sakana. Even if he's extremely uncomfortable, that is not a heter to go ahead and give him chatzishir. Chatzishir also ben atayah. However, if the situation could lead to a situation of pekuach nefesh, then we would give him chatzishir. But we have to remember that chatzishir is also min ha-Torah. It needs pekuach nefesh to be doicha the iser of chatzishir. And if Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in Alichas Shlomo writes that if the person, by going to shul and extenuating himself, straining himself to go to shul, will have to eat pachas mikasher even one extra time, it's not kedai for him to go to shul. Because every pachas mikasher, we are being doicha in iser min ha-Torah, and therefore it is not kedai for him to go to shul, it's also for him to go to shul, if going to shul will make him eat even one more time chatzi shir. Rav Meisher Zatzal writes that it's very important to be proficient in the halachas of chatzi shir. We can't just say that give him just a tiny bit, wait tremendously long intervals, because that way we'll be far away from the full shir. Because if we feed him too little, what's going to happen is he's not going to get enough nourishment, and if he does not get enough nourishment, we're going to have to move him up to a shir shalim. So therefore, Zotra Meisha, that a person has to know exactly what the chatzi shir is, and give him the full amount, which is less than the shir, in order to prevent us from having to move up to a shir shalim. In fact, Ramesha writes that if we see a situation coming, it's better to give him chatzi shir earlier than to wait until we have a full-blown matziv when we have to give him a shir shalim. It's more kedai to give a chatzi shir earlier than a shir shalim, and one has to know how much is the full chatzi shir, so to say, how much is the full amount we can give him, in order that we should not have to come to a Shir Shalim. So, let's discuss now how large is Chatzi Shir. So, just a few, you say this. When we discuss Chatzi Shir is always going to come in two different numbers. The amount of food and the time frame of Tzirf. When we eat our matzah by the Seder, we know that we have to eat the matzah within a certain amount of time. The kezayis of matzah has to be eaten within a shir of kedei achilas pras. If the kezayis of matzah is eaten longer than the shir of kedei achilas pras, then the various pieces of matzah, the whole kezayis which is being swallowed, is not considered to have been eaten at one time. It's not considered to be one achila, and one would not be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. So too, if one eats more than the shir, but in a longer time frame than kedei achilas pras, the various achilas, the various eatings that person is eating, is not mitzaref, and therefore it would be considered like he's eating pachas mikashir. So whenever we discuss pachas mikashir, we have to discuss two things. We have to discuss the amount of food that we are giving the person, and we have to discuss what are the time frames? How long is the intervals between between the achilas, counting obviously the first achila, but how much time, how much food per how much time? Now, there are various machlokes in chatzi shir, both what's negea to the size of the chatzi shir, and what's negea to how quick we can feed the chayla and still be past the shear of the achilas pras, past the shear of the tzir of achilas. And this is very important, because although we want to be machmir and give him the smallest amount in the largest amount of time, but if that's not working out and we have to get him more nutrition, we have to know the various stops along the way in order that we shouldn't say, okay, look, we can't give him, for example, 1 ounce every 9 minutes. Let's go to a shear shalim. Because there are other shitas in the time, there are other shitas in the size, and better we should give him a little bit more food, or the same amount of food, but in shorter intervals, rather than to push him straight up to the shear. So we have to know the starting point, and we have to know how far can we go in that we should still be considered to be feeding the chayla pachas mikashir, that we have not yet reached the shir shalem, that in hakal hakal, according to some paiskim, is still chatzi shir. Obviously, that's a real advantage over giving the chayla a shir shalem. Okay? So let's discuss now how much is the shir and how much is kedei achilas pras, how much is the time of interval. It's important to know that eating and drinking are not mitzarif. In every unit of shir, one of time interval, of kedei achilas pras, one can both eat and drink. However, again, the Halicha Shleima points out that one should not eat and drink at the same time. One should not pour the liquid into the mouth when the food is there, because if the liquid is absorbed into the food, it might halachically become food, in which case it will be considered like he's eating more food. So once his mouth is clear from the food, we can put in liquids, because eating and drinking is not mitzaref. However, it is not kedai to eat and drink at the same exact time, because the liquid might get absorbed into the solid, and that way blow up the solid, and the person will now end up having more than a shear of solid, even though originally you put into his mouth less than the shear of solid. So how much food is chatzi shir? So as we mentioned, the shir is a keseves. We hold la halacha that a keseves is less than a kebeya, less than the size of an egg. The Ran said that it is a touch less than the size of an egg. The Mechaber says that one should feed a chayla 2/3 of an egg. The Mishnah Berurah learns that the Mechaber is lavdafka, one can give even more than 2/3 of the egg. The Matan Ephraim quotes the Mechaber as printed, one should give 2/3 of an egg, because 2/3 is for sure less than a bit under a full egg. There's a Machlokes HaPoskim, whether we are referring to a egg which is peeled, or an egg which is still inside of the shell. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Yud Beis, Siv Beis says, V'ayim Dogmar Vava Shekosav, Dekebeya Omer Kanhu B'loi Klipa. We're talking over here an egg without its shell. The tshuvas binyan tzianachadosha is chaylik olav. The tshuvas binyan tzianachadosha says that we're talking about an egg with its shell. Now, let's assume for a moment that we want to be machmir. We should be machmir. Like the shita holds that the shear is a beitza belikli pasa, an egg without a shell. Now the question is, how much space does the shell of an egg take up? And also, if you shell the egg, that little air pocket which one finds in a egg is also going to fall away. So what is the difference in size between a egg with its shell and an egg without a shell? Now, really, it's a little bit of a hard thing to be mishayer. It's brought from Rav Avraham Chaim Noah that he said the shear is b'erech 1/15. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph seems to say that a beitza belikli pasa is b'erech 2/3 of the size of a beitza bikli pasa. Because the Mishnah Berurah over here says that two eggs with their shell is a little bit larger than an egg and a half. Again, I'm sorry. That two eggs without their shell is the size of 1.5 eggs with their shell. In other words, 1.5 eggs with a shell will almost fill, he says, it will almost fill two eggshells. So if 1.5 eggs in their shell will almost fill two empty eggshells, so you see that the Mishnah Berurah held that the shear is be'erech, is be'erech 1/3. So, if you put the whole thing together, our beitz and beinus bizman hazeh, our eggs today come, Rav Moshe points out, in 5 sizes: small, medium, large, extra large, and jumbo. Large being the beitz and beinus, it's the middle size. The small and the medium, we don't really ever see. They end up being commercialized as sold as peeled eggs. But the large becomes the bay of bayness. The a large egg is already a little bit under 2 ounces. So if you take off for the shell and you want to take off that, you want to do like the Matan Ephraim says, 2/3 of the beitza. So you put the whole thing together, it comes out to be'erach an ounce, and that's the minhag ha'pashut. The minhag ha'pashut is that we assume that the shear of achila is 1 ounce, 1 fluid ounce. One should measure the schnapps glazlach before Yom Kippur. Some of them today are larger than an ounce, but we assume that the shear is 1 ounce. And since we assume that the shear is 1 ounce, that's our basic minhag, we give the chayla 1 ounce once every 9 minutes. Because the Chassam Sofer held that the shear of Achila, of Kdei Achila's Pras, is 9 minutes. Now the Achronim are very mefakvik on the shear of the Chassam Sofer. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that the shear is be'erech 4 minutes. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also held that the shear is 4 minutes. Rav Moshe is mechazik the shear of the Marcheshes, which the Marcheshes, the shear, is be'erech 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And it would seem the me'ikar hadin la halacha around this 4 minute, 3 to 4 minute is the true shear of Kdei Achilas Pras Mei Ikar Adin. Ramesh also writes that he timed it himself, and that's Be'erach the shear, in that 3-4-5 minute range. So if we see that we have to give the Chayla more nutrition, one of the first things that we can be Mevater in is to move those 9 minutes down to more than 4 minutes. So we can give him an ounce of food every 4 minutes. And that's basically the minik, that we try to give an ounce every 9 minutes. If that's not sufficient, we go down to an ounce every 4 minutes. Now, what's negated to the shear of shtia, the shear of drinking, so the shear of shtia of drinking is the shear of malay lugmav, which the Mechaber says means the amount that one puffs up one full cheek. Malay malay lugmav, mamish, not the size of both of his cheeks full of liquids, elakdeshi yisal kenu litzad echad b'fiv, that you push it off to the side, the yirik and malay lugmav, that one side, one cheek looks fully blown up. Now, there's a basic difference between achila and shtia. Achila, the Gemara says it later on, that chazal or meshayer, that every single person, no matter how big he is, no matter how small he is, the amount of food that he needs for yishav hadas is a kesevas agasa. And even if he's a tall, big person, a kesevas agasa is enough. Malay lugmav, on the other hand, depends on each person by himself. And the Mechaber recommends that one should check it out, Erev Yom Kippur, to figure out how much is the Malay Lugmav. Each person's individual Malay Lugmav. It's a hard thing to be Meshayer, to try to puff up one cheek and figure out how much that is. Rosh Shleima Zalman Arbach writes in Licha Shleima that one should fill up his entire mouth with as much liquid as it holds, spit it out. Half of that is for sure less than Malay Lugmav. Because the assumption is that if you fill up two cheekfuls, it's going to be less than double Malay Lugmav, because the sheer Malay Lugmav is really like the middle of the mouth plus one puff cheek. So therefore, if you fill up as much as you can and you spit it all out, so then, Shlomo Zalman writes, that is definitely less than the sheer of half of that. Is definitely less than the share of Malay Lugmav. L'maik, there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. In one place, the Mechaber writes that it's Pachas Mikurvius, and another place, the Mechaber writes in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph that Malay Lugmav is Rubei Shal Revius, which we understand to mean that it is a little bit more than a Revius, a drop more than half. The Bir Alach and Sim Reish Ayin Alf discusses that maybe it's Yosem Yerayv, but it's closer to the full Revius. But Al Kolpanim LaHalacha we Machmir, that as soon as we hit Rubei Shel Revius, we assume that's Malay Lugmav and Adam Beini, and therefore we try to give the person less than Rubei Shel Revius. The smallest shear that we have for Revius is 2.9 ounces. Maybe even a little bit smaller. So really, technically, if one were to give 1.3, 1.4 ounces, one should be safe. One would be less than Malay Lugmav. L'maisa l'halacha, the minig is we give 1 ounce of food, 1 ounce of drink, and they are not mitzdarif. That's the old minig, 1 ounce of food and 1 ounce of drink. Technically speaking, the drink, one can go up a little bit more until be'erech 1.3, 1.4 ounces. What's very interesting and very important is that what is the shir tzirif of shtia? The shir tzirif of achila is mentioned in the Gemara Kstei Achilas Pras. What is the shir tzirif of shtia? So it's a tremendous machlokes ha'paiskim. There are some paiskim who hold that the shear is also the shear Kdei Achilas Pras. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, but there are some paiskim who hold it's the same. The Mechaber and others hold that the shear is the shear Kdei Achilas Revius, as much time as it takes to drink a Revius, which L'chaira is only a few seconds. Ramesh has a Shtikal Torah that it could be it's up to 45 seconds, but Al Kolpanim, it is not a very long time at all. L'halacha, the Mechaber holds, me'ikar adin, like the Paiskim will hold, that The shear is Kdesh Tias Revias. Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal and Gismesha also holds the halacha. Then the Ikra Adin is to shear Kdesh Tias Revias. The Goin, Mr. Gur brings that the Vilna Goin was held that the Ikra Adin, the shear is Kdesh Achilas Pras. Now, again, we're going to try the liquids also, to try 1 ounce of salad, 1 ounce of liquid every 9 minutes, to pull ourselves away from every machlekes. However, one should realize that what's negated to the share of liquid, one can be makel much quicker than the share of salad, because there are, you know, the whole share that we need to achilas press. We're talking about not the amount you drink, but rather the space in between. It should be much easier to make the drinks quicker than the food quicker, because once we've passed 45 seconds or so, we're definitely at a Kdesh Tias Revias. So it's a suffix. So once we have even a smaller shear of Kdesh Achilas Pras, we know for sure we're past the smallest shear of Kdesh Achilas Pras, then we already have a Svek Sneka. Suffix the shear of Kdesh Tias Revias. Suffix the shear is Kdei Achilas Pras. And even if the Shirk Dei Achilas Pras, it's very possible I already am at the Shirk Dei Achilas Pras once I start passing 4 minutes for sure. So therefore, although when in a perfect optimum world, we'll give 1 ounce of salad, 1 ounce of liquid every 9 minutes, but one should realize that one can move the time quicker, smaller intervals on liquids much quicker than they can on solids, because the shear is less. Because there is a tzad, the mechab holds like that, there is that the ikra din, we go with the shear day shear shavias, and therefore it's much easier to move to the 4 minute interval because we have a svek sveka, saying that it is Yoyse Mikashir. I just wanted to be Messiah that even if one has to drink in a quicker interval, one has to drink quicker than even the 4 minutes, but I once heard from a Chashev HaPesach a suggestion that if one puts the liquid into a bowl and spoons it into themselves with a spoon, so then one is going to definitely be less than the shear of Kadesh Tias Revias. If you make a Pashto Cheshbon, if you use a teaspoon, there are 6 teaspoons in an ounce. We said that the shear of a Revias is under 3 ounces. Let's use for argument's sake 3 ounces. 3 ounces is 18 teaspoons. So if a person, the amount of time you take 18 teaspoons into your mouth is definitely less than a Kadesh Tias Revias. And the truth of the matter is, even if you use a tablespoon, which a tablespoon is 6 tablespoons per a Revias, but L'chaira, even using a tablespoon, you need 6 tablespoons to make a Revias, so it will pashtas, that will be more than the shear of Kadesh Tias Revias. Kadesh Tias Revias, you measure, you take in a cup, you drink it. To spoon up 6 tablespoons, zikr takes longer, in which case one will be in Pachas Mikashir, according to the Mechaber, and according to Ramesha Ikra Adin, rather than just pouring the liquid in a cup and drinking it down straight. Of course, when dealing with Inyanim Chamurim, as Pekuach Nefesh, and eating on Yom Kippur, one should speak to their Rav, to their Pesach. But we hope that this shir clarified the issues involved in achilas of chatzis shir, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu help so shnapi nichshol chas v'shalom dvar halacha. And for practical guidance, one should speak to their rav or their pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.